You know how when we live abroad and video chat with our folks back home? I always have a smile on my face when I'm talking to my parents. But that moment when my bae from back home comes and says hello to me on the chat, my joy knows no bounds. Life in the West is amazing, yes, sure. But one thing that will always keep my life in India one step ahead of my life in the West is the fact that one can have help around the house. I am never going to get over not having a bae in my life over here abroad. And that's the topic of my podcast today. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad. And since the past 7 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. We never get over it. We honestly never really get over how amazing life used to be when we would have help around the house. Whenever we're socializing in our group of Desi friends over here, there is always a lot of reminiscing about the good old days back home where we all used to have a bae, and that's the favorite topic. It always comes up ever so often, and everyone enjoys sharing stories of the good old days when the washed clothes used to fold themselves and find their way back into the closet. The days when the bed sheets would be changed every night and the house used to be dusted and cleaned every single day. The days when cooking was the only chore in the kitchen and doing dishes was rarely a concern. The days when the maid, an important member of the family, was no less than a magician. For all those who have moved back to India from the West, you need to know that all of us Desis are secretly super jealous of you guys for the sole reason that you now have the luxury of having a maid. But jokes apart, in all seriousness, I try to recreate a lot of aspects of the comforts and joys of my life from back India over here. I aspire to relive a lot of those relationships that my family had built up with the people in my neighborhood, and I have created a lot of that. My local grocery lady knows me now, and I am very good friends with my building doorman and his adorable little puppy. But one thing I will never really be able to create is this beautiful relationship I saw my mother and my house helps share. The peace on my mother's face when she would arrive on time every day. There are so many things which I feel like my family here would never really come to know. Like, remember how back home all the schedules and routines, everything more or less revolved around the bae's routine? I remember the consequences of having dinner after my maid would be done cleaning the kitchen back home. That bae somehow brought discipline into all of our lives at home. I really do miss those relationships. And building and maintaining them is priceless. Especially in the West, when we are craving those real human connections, I often think about how these people became such an intrinsic part of our lives and our families. They aren't related to us by blood, and we have absolutely nothing in common with them. Yet, we both see each other through so many ups and downs. We see each other's families through joys of weddings and new births, through birthdays and graduations, and also through failures and deaths. We both give each other something that we both truly need, and we both are each other's support systems in so many ways. For those listening from back home in India, if you would bring up the obvious question of why can't we have a maid over here, well, the explanation is simple. Having a full-time help or a daily wage helper around the homes can be a very sensitive issue because it is considered as a serious form of slavery in the West, which of course does make a little sense. So a house help or a maid is not really a job over here. So that is one luxury that is very hard to indulge in over here. After living abroad for so many years, some habits get ingrained in you. So every time I visit home, I find it strange now to leave those dishes undone, and even the smallest of things, like someone bringing me a glass of water while I'm sitting down for dinner, or someone making my bed after getting me a coffee when I wake up, seems so awkward. Call it funny or tragic, but for me, even the bae in my house feels bad that I am my own bae in America. So she sort of goes the extra mile in pampering me, which I am more than open to. Even when I leave home after every visit, I know that this Maushi will say goodbye to me with probably the same warmth as the other members of my family. As I said, this strange relationship is truly priceless. In the hindsight, I realize that while us Desis might be some of the brightest minds on the globe, and while we pride ourselves in being hustlers who can easily blend into any culture we go to, we lack in some of the most basic of human skills, like cleaning up after ourselves or taking care of the basics, and those things the West forces us to learn. And we get used to it. We devise systems of doing our household chores. Our menus are different than the menus in India, 'cause girls gotta do dishes, my friends. When it comes to cleaning, luckily there are tons of cleaning products and supplies and systems, unlike back home. So this whole cleaning routine starts working like a well-oiled machinery. Most importantly, every member of the household contributes to the space functioning well, and before we know it, we're back to doing a wonderful job. So no complaints there, but yes, this whole thing about not having a bae in the West is always going to be a sore spot and is always going to continue, giving us a soft lingering pain in the heart of our hearts. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every week, where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Saavn, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.